Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot right here where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And we got great music, great healing, and a story about some hummingbirds. Today, our amazing guest is Antonia Van Becker and Greg Lee. They're husband and wife. They're a power couple. And they work in all of these different spaces and modalities and brains. We are going to get a sampling of two of their songs that I'm absolutely in love with. So without further ado, let me welcome my guests. Hello, how are you guys?
Ooh, hey.
So good to be here.
April, so good to see you. Now, Thank you for having us.
I'm so glad to be here with you. I found a precious jewel. I love music. You know, music is my thing. Some people like music. I love music. I even try to play the guitar myself. I've been taking guitar lessons to stimulate my brain because, you know, it's a new learning. I don't want to, if I can, not exercise that muscle. Absolutely. So let's dial back. I want my brain to hear a little bit about your introduction and your love story, and then we will progress forward.
Oh my goodness.
We have to go back into ancient time almost to get
the
beginning.
Oh, now, come on now.
You know, it's so fun because music is at the heart of everything that we do. Mm-hmm. And we've always been connected through music. So we were both music majors at a junior college here in Northern California.
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Wow. You know, wait a minute. They didn't say university. I like how he says at a junior college. I love that. They're not parsnickety brains.
No. Hey, and we were there way on purpose. And the bringing together was amazing.
He sat behind me in chorus and looked down my shirt.
That's the story.
He denies it.
I don't know. How could I deny that with her sitting in front of me?
That, I mean, did he look down the front or the back?
Yeah, right. I think it was kind of over the top.
Oh boy. Well, you know what? Hey, that is where we nurture. That's where we love.
That's right.
That's where he fell in love. But you guys went on an amazing trip too. Didn't you go on an amazing sabbatical somewhere?
Well, we've done many trips where we've done music together.
Yep. Music tours in Europe and US, all over the place. And
we were fortunate. This little junior college that we were at was not junior about anything when it came to music. We had a world-renowned vocal jazz group that both of us were in, and the fanfares back in the 80s. And we sang at Berkeley Jazz Festival, Monterey Jazz Festival. It was big time. We recorded for Hal Leonard, the music publisher. It was like being a pro musician, but being a student at the same time.
Yeah. And even recently, we continued singing together in the Pacific Edge Voices. And here in California, we're in Northern California, and we got to sing with Bobby McFerrin and
Honey in the Rock.
Yeah, Honey in the Rock. And we recorded a couple Brubeck albums here at Lucas Entertainment down the road here in their surround sound, Dolby, everything.
Wow. So, Greg, are you an instrumentalist? Do you play an instrument as well?
Yeah, you know, I play piano, but what it really does is it gives me access to be able to play all the other sounds, because when you got a computer and you got, you know, some type of program to access all this stuff. I just got a new program that's all of the sounds from the cool songs back in the 80s and 90s for all the keyboard sounds. So all the, you know, the Fender Rhodes, B3 organ, the cool piano. And it's just amazing because as soon as I put my hands on the keyboard, it's like I'm just taken back to that time. I can hear the songs. And then I get to just completely envelop myself in that beauty.
Exactly. But it's such a lost art. Me and my husband, I call him Mr. Magnificent. We get so annoyed when we go to a concert and they're playing a track. Don't have me paying $250 to come see you per seat. And then my husband, he doesn't like it when they take the microphone and put it out to the audience. He goes, I'm paying you to sing.
Right.
But I told him, I said, it's about the sing-along. It's about immersing that. But it's a lost art to understand how to read music, how to write music, how to deliver it, how to, you know, keep an audience engaged. It is a real talent. Antonia, do you play an instrument?
I play a little piano, a little guitar, you know, just
not. She actually does really well.
She does. Most accomplished musicians always kind of tone it down. But you have to have that basis to get the melody. What is the key, you think, into writing a good song?
You know, it's more complex than people think. Because can I tell a little story about
it?
I mean, so we wrote songs from the time we met until 2000. So that was like 21 years. And we probably wrote 100 songs and did demos. We were trying to write songs for other people because we wanted to get a number one pop song. Well, that never happened, but we wrote a ton of songs. And then we moved up here to Hummingbird Farm. We gathered four generations of people together.
Of our family in our house.
And the songwriting kind of stopped.
Right.
And then it was about 2008. It's just bizarre how vision is so important when you're creating. So we're talking about songwriting. In 2008, we went to a congregation, a unity congregation. Some friends invited us at the beginning.
Right. That's
of the year.
That's what I was talking about. Congregation.
So what happened, it was the beginning of the year. So at the beginning of the year, they do this New Year's visioning. And in the, you'd write these little vision statements. And it went on for 4 weeks. And we showed up every week on Sundays for those 4 weeks. It was cool. And the vision that I wrote down was create an album of songs that Antonia and I tour the world performing to millions to help them, to inspire them to create vision and realize their dreams. So that's 2008. I'm not writing any songs in 2008.
We're taking care of my 100-year-old grandmother.
Wow.
I haven't written a song for 8 years. So fast forward to about 2015, and one night, everybody's passed. It's just the two of us at home.
My parents passed, his mom, kids my are grandmother, gone. The kids are out of the house.
And I say to Antonia, I think I'm going to go down to the club in San Rafael because there's an open mic for the West Coast songwriters. Hadn't gone for years. I show up and she's of course says, yeah, you go do that. That sounds good. I show up. They're not having an open mic. They're having the regional finals for the open mic. And they have all these great songwriters who are in the area and they're performing in this and they're competing. The two judges are one of the guys who's a friend of ours who works down at the local roadhouse, who's an incredibly famous songwriter, Mike Duke, wrote songs for Huey Lewis and the News, some of his biggest hits.
Yep.
And the other guy is a guy I don't know, but he's a songwriting coach. And I go up and talk to him in the intermission and he says, yeah, I do this thing called Song Shop. You want to come, call me. Long story short, I do this. I start studying with him. 3 years later, these songs start popping out. And what we didn't know was this guy is a world-renowned songwriter, lives 10 miles from our house out in the middle of nowhere. And so that was it.
How does that happen? That's how the divine works.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Exactly.
You can't miss it. I tell people all the time, they're always so busy trying to jockey for a position for someone else, trying to merge in their lane, trying to step on their trail, trying to hold them down. But if it is for you, you cannot miss it. It is your destiny. And being prepared for that, you were prepared for it. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, bing, bang, boom, here you are.
There you are.
Well, as we get started, because we have so much to talk about, I'd really like for my brains to enjoy one of your songs. And it really brings together everything that you're saying, your mission, your purpose, your cause, and beautiful vocals. So can we go ahead? Can you tell them a little bit about the song we're going to play? It's called You Can.
I love this song. So
it is beautiful. I'll take the lead here because I wrote all the words.
Oh boy.
And it was
tipped a couple.
You got a couple.
You are a couple.
A couple of something. That's for sure. But it was in this time where we were feeling like we really want to follow our passion. We want to do why we're here in the world and understand what's holding us back. Why aren't we doing these things? I mean, we were spending so much time with family and taking care of our elders and our children. And yet at the same time, we felt this urge to break out with our healing work as well, right? So we were bringing these babies all kinds of babies into the world, our songs and our new business, our new implementation of our business online. And it's like, oh my gosh, all of this energy around it. How can we share, you know, how I feel? And you asked earlier, what is it about making a really good song? And the really good songs come from the message that is your genius to give.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the lyrical content, because I'm a poet. And I will talk about that in a minute, but I've written about three or four songs, country western songs, actually.
Yes.
And when I put music to them, I couldn't believe, you know, just how it just turned it into something else magical.
Yeah.
So before we get too excited and get into the rest of the conversation, brains, sit back and relax and enjoy this beautiful rendition of You Can by Antonio Van Becker and Greg Lee.
Whoa! What they taught you in your childhood. Every day feeling more alone, looking straight into the unknown. But you keep hearing a voice deep down inside, giving you a choice, and it's saying
you can
sing your song in the darkness.
You can
shine your light from your fortress. Drawn like an eagle, you'll fly. Your wings will take you to heavenly heights, following your guiding light. And you'll keep hearing that voice deep down inside. You'll be making that choice, 'cause it's saying
you can
sing your song in the darkness. You can shine your light from your fortress. Drawn friends from
spirit,
see your future and decide not to fear it.
absolutely brilliant, captivating. It just drew me in and it gave me inspiration just from listening to it. It lets me know that you can, doggone it.
Right.
Awesome. Exactly. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
You want it, that's right. If you want it, you can have it. And you have to keep asking yourself. You have to keep questioning yourself. Why? What is my purpose? What is my truest intention? What am I going to do with this gift and this power? And you captured all of that, Antonia, in those mm-hmm. words. What is your inspiration for writing? I mean, you know, how do you sit there and just get the vibe and start putting the words together? Because that is very, very tricky. And that's what a lot of major recording producers are looking for. They're looking for that trickery with the words, how you play with the words, how do you create that environment? What's your inspiration?
Well, sometimes you have to find your space. You know, where is it that you do find inspiration? And it's different for every single person. And for a long time, I would find my inspiration in the car, driving, right? You can feel all this energy going through, and I'd be driving and maybe I wouldn't, I'd be just kind of floating in the essence of the world and be like, oh, I'd start hearing stuff and start, that's right. That's the good thing. Or in conversations with people, I would hear a line and it's like, oh, that's what that's about. That's the whole feeling in that one line, and take the one line and write a whole story around it.
But I got to tell you,
yeah,
when we were writing You Can, so these songs were part of our songwriting, working with this guy who was teaching us. When we started studying with him, he went down to read this rhythm, clack, clap this rhythm. We started at the ground level.
Wow.
We had degrees in music. So he kept saying, nope, you're gonna do it this way.
This step is actual by step. Crap. Guys,
so, that's all right. It's a real thing.
So, right, we're like, oh no.
So what's so fun about working with Antonia is that she gets downloads. So when we were writing You Can, we'd done pieces of the verse was kind of done, and we'd taken it to our songwriting lesson, and he's like, yeah, that's good. And then in the next week, Antonia is like, you know, deadline 2 hours before our songwriting lesson, and she brings in the chorus. You know, you can sing your song in the darkness, you can shine your light from your fortress, drawing friends from far and near. It was just like, and it was just there. She just wrote it out. There were no cross outs, there was no changes. So that chorus is a divine download. Yeah. And you can hear it in the words, right?
Yes, you can. I mean, like I said, it resonated in my heart the first time I clicked on it. Break this down for my brains that don't write songs. Can you tell them what is a chorus, a melody, a verse?
Yeah.
Yep. So every song has, you know, there's kind of a standard format for a song, and you might call it, you know, AABA. And so A is your verse, and it has the same music two times, but different words. And then your B is your chorus. And that has, maybe you want a bigger and
bigger statement.
Different, bigger statement, something that appeals to everyone. And then A, back again, is your restatement of the verse with the same music, different words. And then you could throw a bridge in there, which is another little piece
almost
of
always.
Almost always, but not all country songs. A lot of country songs are like A-A-B-A-B-A-B-A.
Me and mama love country.
Right?
Absolutely.
My mother passed away, and I tell people, that's the original rap music. And you see now a lot of these rappers, these young rappers, are going back to country because it tells an authentic story. And the way they put the words together, and they got that twang, and, you know, you're there riding on the back of the truck with them and got your shotgun, and you're out there with some beer, barefoot.
Yeah.
It is a true story. But love stories, a lot of love stories have created, you know, great timeless music. What are some of your favorite artists?
Oh. Wow. You know, it's changed over time. We were just... We just put some music into the big, the 5 CD thing, so that we had a little party and we wanted to be playing some music. And it allowed me to revisit some things as I looked through our CDs. I pulled out some
Basha.
Oh wow!
I mean, right? Just I love it. Yeah, and what's your name? Miami Sound Machine with
Gloria Estefan.
You know, and then other artists as you move through the years that kind of exemplify that level of songwriting. I love it when a song is really structured well, and you know, you're asking about the structure. That beginning verse is usually the untransformed part of the story. And then you have the chorus that kind of states, this is the vision. And then the second verse is the transformed part of the story. Well, where the person has gone through a journey. And then usually in the chorus again happens, but it's a little,
it's a little bigger
tune with that second verse that's in transformation. There's going to be a few little different words in the chorus that are going to show, they're going to reflect that transformation,
right?
Which I love. Yeah. And artists who do that, it's just amazing.
I mean, but music again now, I hate to say it, garbage. not all of it.
No,
country music is hot.
Country music is hot right now, but I'm talking about trying to get a record deal. People forget this is the music business.
The business
and the streaming. And the downloading and people infringing on copyright.
It's tough. I mean, like we were talking about.
Come on, a dollar downstream. It had gotten to the point where I was paying like $17, $18 for a vinyl album. You know, and you were getting 10, 12 songs front and back.
Yeah. And a bunch of great art and stories in those albums. We have a huge cupboard in our garage full of albums, actually.
I love them. I still play my vinyl.
Right? Because you got the whole story of the songwriters and why they wrote it so many times. They would have
the liner notes.
Yeah,
my brother was in the music industry, and he played with Billy Preston and Beatles and Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones. And I went back and I looked at, you know, the album, and I, you know, when I dusted off, I would actually read the story and their thoughts. And they would show appreciation to their audience, and they would pay homage to other artists and the people that sang background on that. Now it's just a click, and you just get whatever you get. Yes. And then the artist gets whatever they get. I mean, a dollar a download, maybe $2 a download. And then the artist gets 50 cents.
Well,
and all your creative genius.
Yeah, and the songwriters, you know, because now artists really need to be songwriters, because otherwise they don't make that much money. But talking to our friend who wrote, you know, probably 10 number one hits back in the 80s, he gets a nickel or a dime from when they play those on radio. And so that's not enough.
It's not. But what I did was I really did some research on behalf of my brother. And I went to Europe and I went to Asia, where they really appreciate old school music. And they are playing it like, you know, we were in Japan and they sing Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, better than Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston. And they really appreciate it. Getting your royalties, understanding your intellectual rights, getting your copyrights, you know, and having agreements. My brother had a song that popped up on a big time insurance commercial.
Oh my goodness.
Right. And I'm like,
wait a minute.
Who is this? Went to them and got massive money.
Good.
Because they went ahead and they just took it upon themselves. But you have to pay attention. You have to understand these contracts that you're into and your royalties. These are your babies, just like your books and anything else, your intellectual property.
Exactly.
So let's move on to some other property. Let's talk about the Hummingbird Farm. Woo-hoo! Now, my husband's got a girlfriend out in the front yard, okay? And she literally comes and sits on his shoulder. I never seen that before.
Oh, my God.
And I told her if she didn't get away from tasting my nectar.
And she's like, uh-uh.
She's a nice, big, fat, juicy girl.
Wow.
And she comes back regularly. Tell me a little bit about your experience and how you found the Hummingbird Farm and why you're living there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Well, it's quite a story.
Yeah. It started with my mom, and she wanted a place for all of our family to live for four generations as it was. So she went out looking. We actually came to this house and this property before she saw it a year before. And we were like, oh my gosh, the house wasn't built. It was beautiful land. And we were just like, wow, oh, this is kind of a nice neighborhood. Uh-oh. And we're like, oh, it's a dream, you know? And we were like, ah, okay, we'll go home.
It's another divine download. It's another manifestation.
It is.
I get them. I know. And it scares you to death, don't it? It's like,
it was bizarre. It was, I mean, we actually came into, we saw a house that was for sale. It was our neighbor's. And we picked up the piece of paper and we said, oh, we can't afford that. But when we turned around, there was this construction driveway that went up our driveway to this house that was sitting there. And it was just a house on dirt. You know, it was kind of half built. And we sat there for about 15 minutes, just looking around,
just going
in the car. We didn't even get out of the car. And
well,
then we left.
And then a year later, we're up on our anniversary, our wedding anniversary or something, several miles from here for the weekend. And she's like, you have to go see this house. And we drove here and we were like, what? And it was this house.
Could have picked you up with a poopy scooper, huh?
We were like, what is going on?
And 3 months later, we moved in.
Yeah. With my grandmother, our two daughters, and my parents.
See how that happens, Braves? It can happen. It can happen to you, too. You have to be like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. You got to believe. Click, 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 and you got to believe. You got to believe. And that's in anything that you do.
Yes.
It's the mindset. We talk about that all the time. It's how you set and prepare your mind. So now you have this beautiful place with hummingbirds. You got your family there. You got your music. And you said, you know what? I've got another calling. I got a calling to heal.
That's right.
Tell us about your healing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back in the 90s is when we started that business. And we were doing clinical work. We were working one-on-one with people. And we started it because of problems that we had had ourselves, where we'd had some chronic stuff happen. And we were young when this happened. And we both had, Antonia would get like pneumonia, bronchitis every year, and she had IBS. I came home from a trip to Europe and I was very sick for 6 months. Doctors couldn't figure out what was happening to me.
We thought he had pancreatitis or pancreatic cancer,
but couldn't figure it out. The doctor actually said to me, Greg, there's nothing medically wrong with you, but I'd had diarrhea for 6 months. I had lost 40 pounds.
Yep.
And so I'm walking around kind of like a skeleton, and I'm thinking, I gotta take control of my health here,
right?
So I was starving all the time, and I drove down the road and I stopped at Whole Foods, this new store in Palo Alto.
we call it Whole Paycheck.
There you go.
That's what we call it then. And I'm kind of grazing the aisles in the bread and pastry section. You remember what it used to always smell like all the time? Oh my God.
Heaven.
And up to me walks a teacher from back in the 70s in my massage certification class that I took. And I said, wow, Priscilla, I've been meaning to call you. She's a healer. And she said, I know your pancreas is really in trouble.
See?
I was like, what? So I made an appointment with her. I went and she did her thing, which was this energetic healing, which I'd known about. And I'd sent a bunch of people to her, but I'd never had it done. Mm-hmm. And she asked my body a bunch of questions, did this muscle testing. And I got off the table. I never had a symptom again. And it was completely cured.
Just like that.
So that really piqued my interest. And a few years later, I was driving in her area and I stopped in and I thought, I wonder if she teaches this. I just left a corporate job that I'd been in for about 8 years. And I drive into the driveway and she's taking pictures of these hand colored charts. And she'd take the pictures and put them into her two textbooks of the class that she taught. And I said, wow. You know, when are you teaching again? She said, in a couple of weeks, you want to do the class. So then I did the class. And then the next year, Antonia did the class. We became certified. Years later, we started teaching the certification class. So that was really working on people who would come to us and they'd say, I've got this thing wrong with me. Nobody else can figure it out. help me. So we did that.
Is the healing modality? What do you call it?
Yeah, we call it core talk, holistic therapy.
Core talk.
Core talk. Like talking to your core of your body.
Okay. Talking to your body.
All right. And so it is a touch type of therapy, metaphysical energy, supplements, little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, because when we talk to people's bodies, we're getting the download from the body. We actually speak to the body. So our expertise is knowing what questions to ask, and then we muscle test. Now the person can either be online like we are here, or they can come to our house. And it works either way, because the quantum healing field is
right,
it's irrelevant.
Right. It's energy, right?
It's
right.
Energy.
But you have, you know what? You got to be ready for the quantum. You got to be ready for the 5G. Everybody's not ready. And I keep it 100 with my brains. You know, we want these, and I have to say a disclaimer. Brains, in the event that you are under doctor's care, you know, continue what you're currently doing.
Yes.
But then also look into these other modalities, because doctors are practicing medicine. It is not a perfect science. And these healing modalities have been around for centuries. This is how they've healed people. You know, when I looked at my Bible, folks was living to be 700. Now you'd be lucky if you get to be 70 here with all of this. But, you know, people are worried about Corona and all of the different variances. Well, I tell you, newsflash, brains, it's not going away. I don't believe that it is going to go away. What we have to do is, we've been fighting an invisible devil our entire life, and we have to take the best precautions for ourselves. Do what is right for you. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to encourage you to do anything outside of what you feel best for you.
Right.
But make an informed decision. Be educated about it. Don't just go off something that you've seen on social media or something that you see on mainstream media, because it's so convoluted.
Right.
How do you tell people to really ground themselves and feel comfortable with the decisions that they're making about their body, Greg?
Yeah.
So the way to do it is to teach them how to talk to their bodies.
Right.
So, and that's what we do in all the classes with all of our clients, because we don't want to be the people who are just given the fish. We want to teach people how to fish.
Right.
Because if you know how to fish with your body has all the wisdom that you ever need for any answers that you need in your life. The questions come easily. Also, when you have that feeling like, my body's got my back, because then you know that you can come up with answers, with questions, and your body is going to give you the answers.
Right.
And it really is as simple as that. I mean, this is not a difficult thing.
And it's fun. We teach people how to muscle test using a
pendulum.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
Only time I've ever seen those used is trying to determine whether it's a boy or a girl.
Oh, that works.
And it works.
And it works. But let me ask you a question, Antonia. Again, I want to keep it real and authentic. The body gets tired. The body gets frail. The body gets weak. And we are all organic, and we are going to expire.
Yes.
How do you work with your clients that are in that state of transition? When my mother hospice, I can't tell you how beautiful hospice was to me. They would call me and ask me, did I need something from the store?
Yes.
You know, but they were there. And I got to see, don't get emotional, got to see the soul leave the body. I got to lay my chest. You know, when you have a baby, the first thing they do is they put the baby on the mother's chest. I got to feel my mother's last heartbeats. I gave her permission to leave. She gave me permission to stay. How are you working with people that are in that transition? Because you know what? There's something bigger and greater than this,
yes,
if only you believe. But how do you work with those clients that are in transition?
Yes. And it's such a beautiful time, right? And the first thing is honoring the time. The first thing is alleviating the fear so they can honor the time, right? There's so much fear around death, especially in America. We just have kind of a convoluted idea, so many people, about death itself and about whether, how much it should be talked about and what should be done and things like that. People don't want to deal with it. And because of that, they're afraid. So in our work with the body, we use the body's innate healing to be able to clear that fear out of their body. So that's the first thing we do, is clear the fear out of their body, clear any anxiety or stress or anger and grief, especially grief about leaving people behind or what they didn't do.
The remorse, the regret.
Yeah, all of that.
Feeling guilty about stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they feel like they can get into their breath.
Right.
And they can, because as you know, when you get to the end, it's all about breath.
It's and all the body about is, breath.
It's all about breath.
It was horrible having to give my mother morphine. I said, oh my God, I'm going to do that. But it was watching the breath actually leave the body and making it easy and making it comfortable for her to make that transition. And I would play my singing bowls. And I would play them, and I kid you not, I felt like a portal just opening for the angels to come and get her. I could feel the energy. And I would just, you know, yesterday I was in the closet. I did some things. And I said, Mama, I see you in here. Her urn was in there. And I said, are you being a good girl? And I kid you not, she said to me, I'm in this box. I don't have a choice.
Let me out.
And you know what? Again, it's freeing your mind and not being afraid of the transition. I'll tell you one quick story, and then we're going to play another song. Dr. Cornel West, world-renowned professor, Harvard, Princeton, everything. He told me, he said, you know, baby, he said, don't be afraid. He said, because when you enter into this world, you come in through a portal of slime and blood in between urination and defecation. And I'm like, wow. But you're right. He said, but when you get here, they've thrown a party for you. There's bright lights. Everybody's happy to see you. They're kissing you. They're going to raise you. And as you go through this second journey of your life, you're going to go through another portal. Some people are going to be forced out. Some people are going to go out naturally. Some people are going to go, they're going to be cut out. He said, but understand that when you get to the other side, there's another party and there's more people waiting for you. Oh, and when it just lightened my heart to let me know that, you know what? Yeah, it can be ugly. But when you get there and you arrive, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that is how we are woven together. And that is your next song that we want to play. Now, Greg, you take the lead on that. You got the lead vocals on that. Yes, you do. I'm telling you. I bet he whispers some sweet, beautiful things in your ear. I love his voice and his voice tone. Tell us the inspiration for this song.
It was really about feeling the pain of people who aren't able to get into their dream, who aren't able to create vision, who feel like they're standing on the outside looking in, which is the first line, and how once you, and knowing that in my life, it's always been when I allow myself to reach out and get help from other people, that's when I'm able to make the next step. So it's like, you know, if you feel like you're gonna wobble and fall and the step's gonna be messy and all that, it's okay. As long as you allow people to catch you. So it was really that inspiration of wanting to give people the message that it's okay to be uncomfortable where you are, and then know that there is a place that's uniquely for you to be able to move into this, that's your dream, where all the messy stuff gets turned into all the incredible stuff, but it doesn't go away. It's part of what gets woven together.
And how we're all woven together.
That's right. It's the tapestry of our life. And everything is like a thread. And when you are woven together, you cannot be broken. That bond cannot be broken. You look at baskets. You look at ropes. You know, you look at families. You look at relationships. When you are tight, brains, when you are tight, you can't miss it. So let us enjoy this next song by Greg and Antonia, Woven Together.
Looking in, waiting for your real life to begin. But your dreams won't come true. You're struggling on your own's all you ever do. But if you reach
reach out and take the hand of your brother. You'll see how much we need one another. 'Cause our dreams are woven together with yearning for our lives to be better. I'll help you, you'll help me.
I'll help you, you'll help me.
And all our blessings will be woven together. Honeybees leave the hive and go collecting pollen. Flowers attract the bees when they come a-calling. But the miracle of seeds and honey can't come true if flowers and bees stand around wondering what to do. So when we reach out and share our gifts with each other, we find a way to help one another. 'Cause our dreams are woven together with yearning for our lives to be better. I'll help you, you'll help me.
I'll help you, you'll help me.
And all our blessings will be woven together.
Woven together.
Darkness igniting our lives. We help each other shine. 'Cause our dreams are woven together with yearning for our lives to be better. I'll help you, you'll help me. And all our blessings will be woven together.
Are you feeling it, Brains? Are you tight? Are you tight? Isn't that beautiful? I mean, they are so talented. I just put an anointing and a blessing on your heart. Everything that you do, everything that you do, I want to turn to gold. Not gold, platinum. How about that?
There you go. I like that.
Because you deserve that. Because your life is of dedication and it is of service. And it's not just about you. It's about being, you know, taking care of the earth and taking care of individuals, taking care of your family and taking care of one another. And we appreciate you so much here on The Edge. Please tell my Brains how to get a copy of the download, where you are up in Northern California, so that they can come and see you and get some work done. And again, Brains, you can get it done right through the Zoom screen. Okay. So don't be afraid. So see, once you touch them this way, you're going to do whatever you can to get yourself and your mask together so that you can get up there and be with them one-on-one. Tell them how to get in contact with you, Greg.
Yeah, I think the easiest way is to go to our website, and that is self, S-E-L-F, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, Institute, so selfhealthinstitute.com. And on there, we're always having, we love to give away what we do. We love to have people be able to touch what we do. So we've got all kinds of downloads in there that are free. So you can download things and you can get a feel of what we're doing. And because we really want to move people along so that they can be comfortable in their breath, so that they can go for their dreams, so that they can create vision and weave their life together in a way where the things that looked like it was always so difficult are going to be easier because you feel more comfortable with yourself. You feel comfortable going forward.
Well, you got to feel comfortable. Antonia, please leave us with a beautiful thought or some words of inspiration as we close out our interview here on The Edge.
Thank you so much. My favorite thing is to be right here, right now. This is where the magic happens, the inspiration, the healing, the downloads, and being truly you, right in the moment, right where we are, right now.
You guys just make me feel so good inside. You made me feel good all over. That's another song too. Brains, I need you to go in and handle your business. Okay. I need you to love, like, share, follow, encourage, motivate, hug, kiss, and watch out for the hummingbirds. They might steal your nectar. But right here on The Edge, this is the place. Go in. You see, I don't want you to get lost, that you can find other inspiring artists and healers on The Edge. Go in and connect with Antonia and Greg. They are wonderful people, and their music is phenomenal, playing it over and over and over again. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge with me, guys.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
All right. Peace and blessing, brains.